What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
12:01 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, new game. It is after hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If you're just tuning in, the Mets have made a trade, and they are sending David Peterson. It is an end of an era, by the way. The last remaining Met that was around for the Wilpon era. But the Mets are getting back Cole Mathis. He was the second-round pick for the Cubs in 2024. He is a first baseman slash DH. So the Mets have made a move. I don't think this is the start of a fire sale. I just think the writing was on the wall for Peterson. I wouldn't be surprised if Senga is on his way out as well, if they could find a trade suitor or they DFA him or they send him down to the minors or whatever the case may be. But look, David Peterson at times was a really good pitcher for the Mets, made an all-star team. As reliable as it gets, and something happened along the line the second half last year, and it kind of bled into this year, especially when he was starting games. You know, they found some success with him with the relief appearances, but he's a starter, and ideally you want him to start games. And I think this is the start of the Mets sort of changing up their rotation a little bit, and that's why a Peterson, a Senga, I think down the line, Manaea. And that's where you start to look at, I would not get rid of Clay Holmes, by the way. And really, once he got hurt, and it was an unfortunate injury. I mean, it was a line drive off his leg ends up getting broke, which is just one of those freakish things, you know, bad luck sort of occurrences. And he was headed to the All-Star game as far as the way he was pitching. It was unbelievable. And listen, I was right there at the forefront of saying that Clay Holmes was a great signing, and it ended up being that way. It just sucks that he got hurt, but I would not get rid of Clay Holmes. And then obviously with the young pitchers, with McClain, with Tong, with Scott, and many others, that will be sort of the face of this rotation. And the young players like Benj and Ewing, and I hold out hope. And remember, you're getting positive Tommy in moderation tonight. You're not getting positive Tommy. You're not getting moderate Tommy. You're not getting negative Tommy. You are getting positive Tommy in moderation. I hold out hope, but for others that don't, you're going to start to see a lot more young players, which are part of not only the present, but also the future of this team. 888 808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. Hector's in the Bronx. What's up, Hector?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, not much. I got a Mets point and then a short Yankee point, if I may.
Of course.
So check this out, man. You know, I've always said I'm a Yankees fan, but I never wish ill on you Mets fans unless it's against my Yankees. I want to see a Subway Series, so in order for that to happen, I root for you guys, like I said, except when you're playing against us.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said something about, what's his name? Beltran as a GM?
Yeah.
I think he'll be great as a coach, as a manager for you guys, but as far as a GM, I don't know if he knows that job is a lot more difficult and a lot more, as far as wheeling and dealing, I don't know if he has it in him for something like that, but I think he'll be a great man. I mean, after Espinosa, I think he'll be a great choice for that role.
Yeah, I just think, Hector, especially what happened, you know, when he was obviously hired to be the manager and everything that went down there, I could see Carlos wanting to be the general manager more than the manager. Look, manager's a tough job, too. You got to meet the media every day. There are a lot of expectations. It's a huge market. When you're the general manager, you meet the media, but you're kind of in the distance a little bit. And obviously with working with David Stearns, you know, the focus will always kind of be on David, and you as Carlos Beltran, who's a beloved Met, you know, number retired, going to the Hall of Fame, he can kind of learn on the job with the help of David Stearns and sort of develop into a great general manager. I think that's the plan. I gave it an 80% happening. I left it open for 20% that it wouldn't, but I am 100%, Hector, sure and certain that the Mets are hiring a general manager in the offseason.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure as well. Now, my parallel with the Yankee and Nick point that I wanted to make,
mm-hmm.
Let me say, man, like I said, these whole sports in general is like an emotional roller coaster. I'm sure you know, you're aware of that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you guys are like my therapist on the highway I'm on, man, because you guys keep me balanced throughout my
life. Well, it's our pleasure.
I want to lose it.
Yeah.
And but the Knicks have given me something great, because yep. I go from truck stop to truck stop around this country with my Yankee hat on. The sense of pride that I feel and envy I see from these other fans is incredible. So, I want to salute them for that. But I want to say that the parallel I see is that I've heard this from the Knicks haters all year long, that we don't play anybody, that the East is weak, the West is where it's at, or whatever. And I'm hearing the same thing now from everybody else as far as when the Yankees are concerned, as far as the American League is weak, we don't have a chance. And I think, as always, great pitching stops great hitting. And I think when Freed comes back, we're going to get better in the pitching standpoint. Not that we're not bad now, but I think that we can stop anybody, including the Dodgers, with our pitching staff. And I think if they dig off the screwball, it'll be a defensive move strictly to stop them from getting him. So that
that's an interesting way to look at it. You're acquiring Scooble to keep him off another team. I still wouldn't go that route, but I hear you on the starting pitching. I think that's the best, you know, argument you can make. You have three aces,
right?
Even if Cole is more of a third starter now, but on this team, that's really would be an ace on any other team.
Right. And one last thing, Tommy, I just want to mention real quick, we definitely need to address catcher more than starting pitching, like you said.
Yeah.
Having our catcher with 8 RBIs in 3 months is unacceptable for anybody.
And I appreciate the call, Hector. Somehow it's possible, but I would have said it's impossible to be the starting catcher for the Yankees and only have 8 RBIs. I know he was out for a little bit, but still, you're headed to that. He's had a horrible year, Austin Wells. It's almost July 1st. You're the starting catcher for the Yankees. You play in a hitter's ballpark and you have, 8 RBIs. I would have said that if you presented it to me in March. I would have said that's impossible, but Austin Wells has made the impossible possible. Yeah, I wouldn't trade for Scooble if I'm the Yankees. I think catcher, I think bullpen behind Bednar are bigger needs. Now, as far as what you said, I think it's more just reality than it's taking a shot at anybody. The American League is weak. That sets the Yankees up for a great path, just like the Knicks. Now, the Knicks would have beat anybody in their path, just in general, but certainly in the East, even if it was Detroit or Boston. It just so happened that they were afforded the opportunity to host the second round and Eastern Conference Finals because the seeds ahead of them lost before they got to them, which was certainly good for the Knicks, very much advantageous for them. They took full advantage of that. The rest, coupled with the talent cohesion, connectiveness, chemistry, best starting five in the sport. It led to what we got, which was an unbelievable run, historical at times, dominant at times, and a championship as the culmination of that. And a wonderful parade down the Canyon of Heroes. My first parade as a sports fan. I wasn't able to make the two prior Giants ones. So that's why I am now ticker tape Tommy. I want to see more parades around here. And your Yankees certainly have a great chance at that. I think they're going to the World Series. And it's a great point by you. And you're not the first to bring up the Dodgers tonight. It's not an X's and O's thing. But one of the reasons why I think the Yankees can beat the Dodgers is it's tough to win three in a row. It's tough to beat a team in the World Series 2 out of 3 years. And this Yankee team, just to me this year, feels different. Now, part of it is their starting rotation is unbelievable. But Cam Schlittler and Ben Rice are just difference makers. They are. They're two pillars of this franchise. And Cashman, this organization, this franchise, everybody, scouting, developing departments, they deserve so much credit for both of those guys because they've been major, major difference makers. And I think they sort of tip the competitive balance to the Yankees as far as anybody else you can see in the American League. And then you have Paul Goldschmidt, who I've been calling him a borderline Hall of Famer all year, and I stand by that. But if Paul Goldschmidt continues to play the way he's playing this year, he's only going to add to that borderline Hall of Fame resume, and perhaps when it's all said and done, he will make it to Cooperstown because Paul Goldschmidt is having an incredible year. Incredible. And if you throw a lefty at him, including Scooble, he's going to hit a home run off him, and he did that last night. So I can't say enough great things about Paul Goldschmidt. Look, I was critical of the running it back, and ultimately, the run it back Yankees will be judged in October. Not in June, not in July, not in April. Look, the Yankees have built a success pattern really over the last, I don't know, do the quick math here, 30 years, and I might even be being a little short on that number, but it's been a long time. Probably even more than 30 years. It's just, it's been a very long time, and you lose count. But so they win year in and year out. So it's not about the regular season with them. And any decision they made in the offseason, whether they were going to run it back or not, it wasn't about the regular season. It was about October.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
And ultimately, they'll have their day in court when it gets to the postseason, and we're going to find out if running it back was the right thing or the wrong thing. But as far as the path, yeah, it's going to be, unless somebody steps up, but I haven't seen that team. Maybe it'll be Toronto, maybe it'll be Seattle, but Detroit's a mess. Tampa's going in the wrong direction. Nobody else from the Cleveland, please. White Sox are ahead of schedule. It's not going to be them. I don't see a team in the West outside of Seattle that would even come close to being a competition or a roadblock for the Yankees. So I think at this point, the Yankees are sitting quite pretty. And that is in spite of all the injuries they've had, including to their captain, Aaron Judge. You know, Stanton's been out forever. I can't even remember the last time Stanton was even in the lineup. It just feels like it's been, you know, he always takes a sabbatical in the summer, but this one's even longer than usual. And obviously, Fried has been out for a while, but because of the pitching depth that they have, including Weathers, and I guess Aaron Boone is calling him Stormy Weathers, which kind of sounds like a porn star name, but whatever, if Ryan is cool with that, it is what it is. But yeah, the Yankees are just are set up here to go to the World Series. Now, they still have to do a few things at the deadline, including adding a few relievers. Now, David Bednar has been sensational, especially since the home run he gave up to Tyrone Taylor. That was kind of the breaking point for Bednar. And look, he's a roller coaster ride. We'll see where he's at by the end of the year. And that's why I think the Yankees, in addition to the fact that you can't trust a lot of their middle relievers, the Yankees, Brian Cashman, will be active at the deadline. They will add multiple relievers. I do believe that. They are certainly in the market for a catcher. How could you not be? But I wouldn't go hunting for Scooble. I wouldn't. I think that they are, and you want to block them from going somewhere else. Be confident in the team that you have. And don't trade assets away for a position that you don't, not only you don't need, you just have a major surplus at. And the Yankees definitely do that in their starting rotation. And if you're a Yankee, and Hector is, if you're a Yankee Knicks fan right now, I mean, what's better than that? I guess if you also root for the Giants. Now, the Giants have to prove it on the field, but I certainly have Giant expectations going into the season. I think they're going to win 10 games. They better. I think they're going to go to the playoffs. They better. And I think they are set up for very much short-term and long-term success with their quarterback and their head coach. But if you root for all three of those teams, you're on cloud nine as a sports fan. And if you root, like I do, for my beloved Mets, hey, you're not getting positive Tommy tonight. You're not getting moderate Tommy. You are getting positive Tommy in moderation. I went into this month of June saying, hey, if the Mets go 500, it would be a good month. They have to go 5-1 over the last six games to hit that mark. Two things I'm certain about. David Stearns is not going anywhere. That's number one. Number two, the Mets are going to hire a GM, and I'm 80% sure it's going to be Carlos Beltran. Now, the Mets have made a move tonight. They did not fire the manager, and I have to be the bearer of bad news all the time. I don't think Mendoza is getting fired. There's already been multiple opportunities to do that. The Mets have not done that. So clearly, they either A, believe in Mendoza for the future, or B, they have their sights set on Alex Cora, and they feel like they don't want to make a managerial change, despite many, if not all, Met fans wanting that managerial change. But the Mets did make a move tonight. They traded, ironically enough, with the team they're playing, the Cubs, which, for David Peterson, who got traded, that's an easy walkover. You just go to the next clubhouse. It's like back in the day when you were in the NWO Hollywood, and then you would just take the t-shirt off and you would have the NWO Wolfpack shirt on. So you didn't really, you just walk down the hall. I was in the house, they did that with Scott Hall. I feel like he changed a million times, or Big Show. A bunch of those guys changed up to like, first they're in Wolfpack, then they're in NWO Hollywood, and it was hard to keep up, especially with WCW in 99 and 2000. But Peterson is gone. He is now a member of the Cubs. The Mets get back the Cubs' second round pick in 24, first baseman slash DH. So the Mets did trade away a player. I don't think this is the start of a fire sale, but you could kind of feel like the writing was on the wall for Peterson. I think the writing's on the wall for Senga. I don't think this is the start of them being sellers. We'll see, but that's just my gut feeling. And for Peterson, the last sort of remaining member of the Wilpon era, former All-Star, I wish him the best with the Cubs. I hope he pitches well. He's certainly going to be in big games. At one point, I thought David Peterson was the most reliable starter on the Mets staff. And then, for whatever reason, last year in the second half, the wheels fell off. And this year, he wasn't able to regain that All-Star form. And he was best in relief, but he's a starting pitcher. You want to have him start the game. You want to have him throw 6-7 innings. It just wasn't working out for him. Perhaps the change of scenery. The Mets are able to get a player that was selected in the second round a couple of years ago. So I would think that he is good, or at least the Cubs thought he was good. And now he is a first baseman slash DH. I guess you could crack all the jokes you want, but I think this is more about just, hey, Peterson, and we bring in a prospect, somebody that was drafted high by the Cubs in 2024. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If you are a Met fan, if you are upset, aggravated, angry, this is a safe place. It always is. I don't want you to ever think that my positivity somehow is a barrier for those that are feeling upset, those are feeling negative, those are feeling just aggravation and frustration. This is always a safe place. I feel you. I'm a Met fan. 40 years going now, living in, as I was growing up, in a Yankee dynasty. So I totally understand any frustration that you have right now. And I get it. You're getting I am as well. My Yankee fan friends are just nonstop texting. This is what they do. And by the way, all good. It's what part of what makes baseball, especially in this town, super special. We don't all root for the same team. There is that back and forth. Sometimes you got to eat it. And when it's your day to be on top of the mountain, it's not revenge you're after, it's the reckoning. And that day will certainly come. And the Yankee fan has every right to come after me or text me. It is what it is. You just have to eat it. That's why I'm here. Sometimes I take it from Met fans and Yankee fans. But I think that's what makes me a generational talent. Because I annoy everybody. Let's go to Tom in West Babylon here on The Fan. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Tommy, hey. I haven't talked to you in December. You're doing a great job,
thank
buddy.
You.
I listened to you. I just can't call because I saw the handwriting on the wall in March. I said, what are the Mets doing? What are they doing? This is not on the manager, strictly on the GM. But where I'm disappointed is the owner. You don't step in with Alonso. They're going to eat that 5 years. I mean, this guy's going to be a beast for 5 years. How old, Tommy, you know how old he's going to be when his contract is up?
I'm going to say 36, but let me do the quick math here.
Correct.
Yeah, 36.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Might
be 37 based on when his birthday is. I don't send him a birthday card, but 36, 37. You know what I mean?
This is really pathetic, and I saw it. And, you know, last year, all we did, and you were like a positive Knicks fan. You got me through that. But as for the Mets, you see the handwriting on the wall. And then I'm looking at this team. I said, I can't watch this. They got rid of it. You know, you want to tweet a couple of things. I called the other night and mentioned Nimmo and McNeil. Okay, I get it. But what did you do? I mean, you're putting guys out of position. Run prevention.
Yeah.
And they got rid of the pitching coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about all this. And now, Tommy, they got to start selling. Even Soto.
No, I can't do that. They're not selling Soto. You want to tell me anybody besides
listen,
Soto, we can have that
Tommy,
conversation. Obviously, McClain.
Tommy, no, listen, we're not playing golf. We need a team. Since we got Soto, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. This is not on Soto.
Yeah, but you're almost making it seem that way, though, by saying you want to trade him.
But no, because they gave him all the money, and now it looks like you don't want to fill any other positions.
No. Soto's having an awesome year, and he moved positions.
Yeah.
I would say this. The Mets,
yeah,
based on the offseason they had and the way last year finished, they obviously had to hit this one out of the park because there were certainly a portion of the fan base that was upset about Alonso. They were upset about Diaz. Now, if we're being fair, Diaz ended up being the right move. He's been injured. There's been allegations of cockfighting, which you heard about for a second and then it kind of went away. And then there was, you know, McNeil's not having a great year. Nimmo's not having a great year. But I understand, Pete. I understand that people love Pete Alonso, and first base for the Mets this year hasn't exactly gone the way it would if Pete was there. They needed to get off to a great start to justify what they did. And maybe down the line, at least this is what I think, that will be when it does come to fruition. But as fans, especially with the ownership they have and the money they spent, you want to see results right out of the gate, right out of the way. And I get that, and I did too. So I remain hopeful and positive, but I understand that they've dug a hole that they're going to have to dig out of.
Tommy, you're a positive guy, but I would have kept Alonso to protect, to put him behind
Soto. I would have kept him too. Let me be clear about that. I would have kept Pete Alonso as well, and I was very upset when that he was gone, but he's gone. I know that seems kind of a simple way to say it, but the organization, Steve Cohen included, like you said, why didn't he step in? Because I think he agreed with the decision. I think he agreed with Stearns to get rid of Pete.
I understand that, but I could see that they want to maybe Soto and bring up the young talent. You know, 1986, we had young talent.
Yes.
And what did we do? We got Hernandez. We got Carter.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? That was a team. But now you had Soto. You stripped Alonso. And I hate to say it, baby, why is he on his team? All these guys, these guys can't play. They can't play every
day. Yeah, and Tom, if we want to really do it like a deeper dive, there are a lot of players that are on this roster. And you're not blaming anybody per se, but I know there are people that want to blame a specific person. And I'm not trying to sit here and defend David Stearns.
The GM.
But Beatty is not his. You know what I mean? A Viento is not his. Now, you want to get on him for Simeon.
No,
you want to get on for Polanco, Alonso.
Go.
But if you're going to bring up Beatty, that's not a Stearns guy. That's not. He didn't draft him.
But you get off these guys. I trade them all, even Bichette, but I don't think he's going to go. But put them all up. Let's start fresh.
Bichette is weird because of his contract. Obviously, he could technically opt in and stick around for another year or two. So you're really in a weird. If you're the Mets, if you trade him, you can get something back. But if you keep him and he opts out, you're left at the altar.
Right.
So that's a complicated one. That's one you have to think about if they are indeed going to sell.
Right. Well, would you sell, Tommy?
I would not.
That's just me. Positive. I know.
I wouldn't.
You're a good guy, man. I tell you, man.
Well, you know what,
good.
Tom? Listen,
when everybody's down, you're up.
You know what it is too, and this was sort of the reasoning for positive, Tommy. The Mets have given me a lot. The Mets, all those years, gave me so much grief that I just decided one day that I'm going to be above them, even if they're not above it. I am going to just always with the mindset because otherwise they'll drive you nuts.
Tommy, real quick, what's this? MLB being investigated for Bible verses.
Oh, I didn't see that.
This is true.
I didn't see that.
This is what I'm hearing.
Really?
And if it's true, I don't care about Sky. I don't care about the Mets no more. I'm dumping baseball. How could you do that?
I can't comment on it because I don't know the details of it. So it's one of those things where I'd have to have the information in front of me. This is the first I'm hearing about it. So if I had the information in front of me, I was able to look it over, study it. I could give more of a opinion on it or a thought on it, but I don't know anything about it because I didn't hear about the story until you just told me now. So you're giving it to me live on the air, and it's not fair to comment on something like that without sitting down, looking it over, seeing all the details about it. I appreciate you pointing it out to me so I can take it forward, but yeah, that's where we're at. Carl's in Staten Island. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's going on?
Had enough of these Mets, man. Lifelong Mets fan. This is an absolute disgrace. Uncle Stevie, who all of us as Mets fans thought was our savior, turned out to be a con artist.
I know you're upset. I think that's an unfair. Now you have every right to call him whatever you want. I think that's an unfair thing to put on him, considering the amount of money he has spent for this team. I think it's fair to criticize him for not speaking up here and meeting the media or going on Twitter and saying something. I think that's fair. But I think calling him a con artist is taking it a step too far. You have that right, but I don't agree with that.
Well, that's how I feel,
okay.
Right? Because
you have the right to that opinion.
He told us, you know, he's the richest owner in sports, and then you want a penny pinch, you know, on Pete Alonso.
It was more about years, to be fair, but yes, it was more about years than it was the money. If he would have signed a short-term deal, the Mets would have done that. But I understand that it's you feel like, hey, it's a money thing. I think it was more about a years thing than a money thing, or money across those years with one player.
Well, listen, from a baseball perspective, and, you know, we don't have to be professional baseball players. All you got to be is a fan like we are to understand that when you got a hitter like Juan Soto, how could you take away the guy that bats behind him that's going to drive in 100 ribbies every year and hit anywhere from 35 to 45 home runs, 30 doubles?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
I think it was multifaceted. There's different layers to it. Let's take all of them one by one.
The bottom line is you got a guy who's, you know, Stearns, the GM, is a guy who sits behind a computer his whole life and never threw a baseball, and he thinks he's smarter than everybody else.
Come on, I don't think you have to throw a baseball to be a good general manager, though. I get you're mad, well, I get you're frustrated, but I don't think that the fact that, you know, David Stearns is not a scholar athlete or a varsity athlete, like Uncle Junior said, he doesn't have the makings of a varsity athlete. I don't think that taking shots at him, that perspective, is fair either, but that's
so
the way
he feels. Why does he think he's smarter than everybody else?
That's just the way he feels. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else. Does Brad Pitt think he's more handsome than everybody else?
It blew up in his face, and me and you, as fans, we don't deserve what's going on here.
Oh, listen, I feel for the fans. I agree with that. Listen, I feel for all my fellow Met fans. I'll take myself out of it because I'm not going to sit here and just play the violin for myself. But I feel for everybody that is frustrated right now, that's suffering right now, that's mad, even the most positive fans like me. But you know what, though? David Stearns was hired to do a job. I think they're going to continue to keep him in that position with a general manager being hired to work with him. And ultimately, we're going to find out if David Stearns was the guy that Steve Cohen thought he was hiring to turn his franchise into a sustained winner.
Well, you got to get rid of everybody. You keep Soto, Benj, Ewing, and McLean. Everybody else is got to go. Everybody. Clean house.
I wouldn't get rid of Clay Holmes. I wouldn't get rid of Christian Scott. There's a couple guys, but I understand what you're saying. You're not going to sit here. Yeah, did you mention Lindor there?
Lindor, see you later. See you later. Because all of those rumblings about Lindor and what was going on in that clubhouse, 100% true. 100%
true. Well, you know that you say that, you say that with knowledge of it, or you just feel like it's 100% true?
Well, I mean, Tommy, come on. We don't got to be rocket scientists to figure out really what really happened here. When you get rid of Alonzo, Nimmo, and McNeil,
it was more about breaking up the core. And if Lindor is on his way out next, let's just say, then really what you're about to say has no great gravity or weight to it, I should say, because obviously they would have moved on from Lindor after they moved on from those guys. I think it was more just about breaking up the core.
The only reason why I want to get rid of Lindor now is because this season's gone.
You feel like he's an asset to get rid of him. Yeah, meaning you could get players back from him. Yeah, he's a trade chip.
100%. 100%. Got to get rid of him, right? Ewing, Benj, I love Ewing and Benj. Soto, to be honest with you, he's a great player, but I don't like his attitude.
I mean, he's won a championship with the Nationals. He got to the World Series. He's amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what really pissed me off about him. What was it about a month ago when he was up at the plate and he was talking to the catcher about what was that whole thing? I kind of vaguely remember it.
He's the best player on the team. He's having an awesome year, and his resume speaks for itself. No. And I know you're like the second person tonight to talk about this. To me, they have to obviously build this team around Juan Soto. You could talk about attitude all you want, but he's an unbelievable baseball player. And really, I don't see anything wrong with his attitude. I mean, he could easily just pop off after these games and besmirch the team and his teammates and his say that this is why I sign here. And he's been a consummate, I think, professional and a pro and in some ways a leader. I mean, I think we've seen Juan Soto this year really acclimate himself to everything that's going on. So I think that it just took him a little time early on to kind of get comfortable. Maybe there was some stuff going on in the clubhouse that was awkward for him. I don't know. Nobody knows unless you were in the clubhouse. But we could all speculate. But the reality is that Juan Soto, if the Mets have problems, Juan Soto isn't one of them.
I know, you're right. And there's one other thing before I leave you.
Yep.
If they ever allow a player to put on a Spider-Man mask when you're down 10 runs, the whole team, they should just get rid of everybody.
Yeah, Carl, but it has
how
it
could
has,
the owner...
I know, and this is
how
with
could
the
owner sit back and watch that? How could the owner sit back and
you're
watch
trying to,
that?
But you're trying, you're doing, be, with, you're doing with a young player like AJ Ewing. This is where my pushback would be. Do you want him to sit there with the pouty face? I mean, the guy's a young player. He hit a home run. He puts a mask on, and then he goes about his business. I think that is good for just building up the culture. A lot of teams do it. I understand the Mets aren't winning, but the Jays would put a jacket
not
on
when,
every time.
Not
they
when you're down 13. Not when you're down 7.
Yeah, but you're saying that, Carl. Let's be fair. Be fair. You're saying that because they're not playing well. If they were, you wouldn't have a problem with a Spider-Man mask. The issues that exist with this team have nothing to do with a Spider-Man mask.
No, if they're playing well, we're all happy.
Right. So you wouldn't care about a Spider-Man mask. So you just admit that the Spider-Man mask is just you just being upset with the team. It's like honking your horn in traffic. You're really just mad. Because all these other teams do it, and like I just pointed out a team that made it to the World Series last year and really should have won. They would wear a jacket after they hit a World Series. The Mariners got to the ALCS. They have a Triton, so they have a prop. It's not even like a, what did I say? Triton. You know what I mean? The thing that the Aquaman has.
Tommy, I get it.
Just you're mad, and
you're in last place.
Yeah, but okay, but so there's the reason that you can't have a mask on when you're in last place. You're supposed to sit there and mope and sulk because things aren't going well. The majority of teams across baseball do the home run celebrations with props. I don't know the extent of it. It started here with this team, and this is what... But I've been seeing it in baseball for years. Listen, I talk about this all the time with the Jets. It's open season on the Mets, and everybody wants to sit in their ivory tower, and I'm not talking about you, Carl, but they want to... It's open season, and right now I have to sit here on the front line and take it. But we could talk about Stearns. We could talk about Cohen. We could talk about all that stuff. When we start to veer towards some of the things you were insinuating there, and also Spider-Man masks, it's when I have to call a timeout and just say, stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. I want them to win. You want them to win. We all want them to win. And the reason they have this record is not because of a hard hat or a Spider-Man mask or any of the things, like I said, that you were... implying there. My stance here now on June 25th is I don't think Mendoza is getting fired this year. I don't. And I don't think David Stearns is going anywhere, and I think the Mets are going to hire a general manager. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. I see everybody up there. We will get to your calls. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. We got another hour and a half here on After Hours, and then we will get to more Yankee talk as well. So 90 minutes. If you haven't called in the show, you'd like to, 888-808-1019. It's After Hours. Luke in the Late Night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
1240 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. We do have Met news that broke a little while ago, and it was not the firing of Carlos Mendoza, but it was a trade and something that I think a lot of us, even the most positive Met fan like myself, saw coming. The writing was on the wall for this guy. And David Peterson, by the way, who was traded, at one point was the most reliable pitcher on this staff, made an all-star team last year. And for whatever reason, second half and beyond, bleeding into this year, it just hasn't worked out for him. And maybe he just needed a change of scenery. He certainly lands on a really, really good team, a team that's in all likelihood going to October. So David Peterson is going to get that stage to see if he can revitalize his career. I'm certainly hoping for the best. Now, as far as the return, what Met fans really care about, the Cubs have traded somebody that they drafted in the second round in 2024, Cole Mathis. He's a first baseman DH. Now, he's been banged up a bunch. He's on the IL right now. But when he's been healthy, he's put up monster numbers. He's put up really good numbers. And listen, drafted in the second round, so obviously highly thought of by the Cubs. And I would say, based on what David Peterson has done the last year, if you're able to get a prospect like that, that is a good job by the Mets. I won't even say the person's name, because if I say the name, everyone's going to get very upset. So we don't have to get people upset. But whoever made that trade on the Mets, we'll just say that, did a good job there. I would say that person did a good job. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. By the way, I don't know if we'll do it tonight, but coming up, something to look forward to here on After Hours, we're going to create a rule here on this show, because our last caller, if you missed it, you can go back, Odyssey app, the rewind function, but he wasn't the first one to call me about this. And that is, that caller that called me a couple weeks ago was about the hard hat. The Mets ditched that. Now they have the Spider-Man mask. I just want to know from the fans that don't like it. If you do like it, you can also chime in as well, but definitely the fans that don't like it. What are your rules for a mask to be worn after a home run, for a jacket to be worn, if you have a Trident or Triton, whatever the hell it's called, that they do in Seattle, the thing that Aquaman has? What does the team's record have to be, and what does the score of the game have to be for you to be okay with a player putting on a mask or whatever they do for their home run celebration? Just keep that in the back of your mind. We will unveil that. That'll be like a summer unveiling here on After Hours. I think that's perfect. Somewhere in between, maybe the All-Star break. That'll be a fun one. So, homework assignment. What does the record have to be, and what does the score have to be in the game in order for you to be okay with one of the players that you root for? In this instance, it would be the Mets, to where you would be accepting of a player putting on a Spider-Man mask and or a jacket or a hard hat. I feel like I should know this, and I might be walking into a trap here because I am a big superhero Marvel. A blue Spider-Man mask? There was never a blue Spider-Man, though, right? So is there something to that? Because I don't, obviously there's Venom, there's Spider-Man. What is the significance of the blue? And maybe there is something that I'm just unaware of, either from the team or just in general or in the Marvel Universe. But I am unaware, and I've seen all of these movies. I'm not going to say I've read the comics, but I've certainly read comics, and I don't ever recall a blue Spider-Man. So I'm going to get to the bottom of that and see if there's anything to that. Let's go to Kevin in Manhattan here on After Hours. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Loogie. How are you doing?
What's happening?
Well, breaking news, man. The conversation has shifted. But I want to say first, first time on this show. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
I always called Evan and Tiki, and I would defend you to the death. So.
Thank you.
I continue to do that.
Are you still calling Evan and Tiki and defending me to the death, or have you retired from that defense?
They don't really talk about you, man. They play your clips a little bit, but they don't really talk about you.
Well, that's fair. I mean, they don't have to sit there and talk about me, but if they do play clips from the show and promote the show, I do appreciate that. They don't even have to do that. So the fact that they do that, I'm grateful for that.
Well, I do the inverse of that, which is I do call them and I trash more ash.
So. Let me guess. You are a Met, Islander, Jet fan.
Nah.
No.
I'm a Mets, Giants, Rangers guy.
Really? So his Giants and Rangers stuff bothers you? Or is it just more of his anti-Mets stuff? What is it about Sean? Or is it just his overall disposition in life? What bothers him for you that he does bothering you? What is it about him that gets under your skin, so to speak?
It's the latter.
Ha! Okay. Listen, I've been friends with him for a long time, so I totally understand that. You should see him off the air. It's even worse. Yeah, I get that, and I appreciate that you being Team Tommy.
To be clear, I don't hate anybody.
Right.
But
sports talk hate.
But he annoys the, you know, what out of me.
Yeah, he same here. Yeah, and like I said, I'm actually friends with him. It's my choice to be associated with him, and I choose that, and every day I wake up and question that choice. But thank you for the support. I appreciate that, and thanks for calling you. I know it's a late night. It's a little bit after hours, but it's good to hear from you, Kev.
It is, yeah. I had a flight, and I slept on the flight, so I'm up a little later. So
nice. Where are you coming back from?
Back from Chicago.
Beautiful. Never been, always wanted to go there. Yeah. Hopefully one of these days I'll make it out to Wrigley and make it out to Chicago. What can I do for you as far as the Mets?
Well, I understand everybody's frustration, right?
Yep. Same here.
The team is terrible. Lots of money spent. Also, the dynamic of now they're watching Soto and a bunch of kids, like, and Bichette. That's not, like, you know, that's not what they envisioned when they got Soto. And obviously, you know, Stearns completely whiffed on the pitching staff, which is what's really, really hurting us, right?
Yeah, look, I think when you could dissect a lot of things about the Mets over the last year, but I think what should be at the forefront is the starting rotation. And you're seeing that again now. And obviously they have young pitchers that they really think highly of. And I think a lot of us as fans feel the same way. You certainly have some free agents, one notably Skubal, coming to be available in a few months. I think the Mets will be highly into him, obviously. But yeah, I think getting this rotation to where it needs to be will put this team in a big step forward.
Yeah, and obviously, again, you know, Stearns whiffed on that. So a lot of frustration around that. Alonzo, if they were going to give Bichette, you know, so much money, why didn't they just give Alonzo 150 over 3 years if they were worried about, you know, the long term?
Yeah, I just think Pete wanted a more long term deal. But yeah, I think if Pete would have been willing to take a Bichette type contract, I think he would have stayed here. Or perhaps there was so much, because we saw a little bit of that come out in a, I think it was Heyman that had the report about some of the stuff that he reported that Pete Alonso had said to the front office. So maybe it was just a type of relationship that was beyond repair at that point, because it had been the second year of negotiating, so to speak. So maybe it was just something that was too foregone for them to get on the same page. And they were all, everybody involved was ready, headed for a divorce.
Exactly, yeah. So, and that's unfortunate. And they build up with players that don't stay on the field. But my question for you, and actually it changes a little bit, I think, with the Peterson, you know, move is, you know, my question was to what, are they going to sell? They're obviously not going to buy, right? So and my question to you is, are you kind of conceding that, you know, the season is over and they're going to start to sell, and obviously they've already started. So I assume you kind of agree with that.
I don't see, and I appreciate the call. I don't see this as the start of them selling off their pieces. I think this is just a situation where they are trying to shore up their rotation. I think the writing has been on the wall a little bit for Peterson. Same with Senga. I think Senga will be the next domino to fall. I think it'll be followed by Manaea. I don't see it as a fire sale. Plus, everybody keeps talking about fire sale, get rid of everybody. Some of the situations they have are complicated. A Clay Holmes trading him is complicated. Lindor, complicated. Bichette, complicated. So there aren't exactly a million pieces for them to sell off anyway. I think if they could turn it around and put things together, they will be buyers. I think Peterson kind of exists on its own island here. Now, the proof will be in the pudding over the next couple of weeks, but that's just my overall gut feel when I got the news tonight. I said it at the time. There's already a clip out there on our socials, so great job by Digital. At WFAN 660, they're all over it. My initial sort of one-minute reaction to the Peterson trade, which is, and I didn't know the return at the time, but I like the return. Young prospect, the guy that was a second-round pick for the Cubs in 24, Cole Mathis, first base DH, has put up big numbers in the minors. I would say the person that made that move, I don't know if we want to say his name tonight. People don't, they hear the name, they get annoyed, so I don't want to annoy anybody. But the person that acquired Cole Mathis for David Peterson being sent to the Cubs, and what a weird, it was a good trade. I would say David Peterson is one of those awkward situations where he's in one clubhouse tonight, and then he'll be in the same clubhouse, but across the hall with his new team, and then he'll be leaving town. Now, that's sort of an awkward situation there. It is. David, you've been traded to the Cubs. We are playing the Cubs currently, so if you don't mind, you can't get dressed here tonight. Can you please go over to the Cubs? Like, does he get dressed? Now, obviously, the trade happened a little while after that, so I'm sure he was dressed and ready to go, and then he just went over to meet his new teammates. Like, David Peterson will be in a Cub uniform tomorrow or later on today. 8888, which is just one of those bizarre, that's one of those geeky, nerdy things that I'm sure Evan will spend 10 minutes on, but it is funny, though. It is funny. Like I said, if you're a wrestling fan, like back in the day, you're in NWO Hollywood, and then you take the shirt off, and now you're with the Wolfpack, which I feel like they did to the late, great Scott Hall a bunch of times. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Don is in Fort Lee, New Jersey. What's up, Don?
What's up, Lugie? How you doing,
pal? Hey, what's happening?
So I was a diehard Met fan. Just getting over the Knicks, the whole thing with the Knicks, which was incredible. And now I'm realizing how bad the Mets are right now. I can't kill Stearns for the Nimmo move. I can't kill him for the McNeil move.
Diaz. I mean, look at all the stuff that's going on with Diaz, too. I know he's on the Dodgers now, so obviously some of that stuff is not being talked about. If he was a Met, it probably would be, but he's on the IL for sure. So it seems like they kind of dodged a bullet there, too.
Yeah, exactly. That was just by chance. Obviously, they wanted to still sign.
Yeah,
that
worked out. Of course. I'm just saying, yes, by chance it worked out, though. But hey, either way, it worked out.
Right, exactly. But the one thing the thing with Alonzo is, you know what you're getting with Pete. He's an Iron Man.
Yep.
You know, he's going to give you the almost 40 homers, 110 plus RBIs.
No doubt.
He's going to hit clutch. And then the guys that they brought in, Luis Roberts and Polanco, have such an injury history. So if you look, I mean, they've been injured all year. I mean, you have to consider those as a major factor before you make those moves, right?
And I think David Stearns knows that now because a couple weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, he talked about that going forward, something that he would now pay a little bit more, and I'm paraphrasing, pay a little bit more attention to an injury history and then maybe not go that direction with the player because it did bite them with Polanco. Luis Robert Jr. did bite them. Now, look, Robert Jr. was low risk, high reward. They didn't give up much, and this is a player that was an all-star. Polanco, though, was, in many people's eyes, and I understand that, sort of the Pete Alonso replacement. So the idea that we basically haven't seen him, and Pete is on his way to another 40 home run, 100 plus RBI campaign, even though it might not have resulted in success for the Orioles, meaning as far as wins, he is having a good individual season. That's where you start to get into, hey, Pete put up these big numbers. He's probably going to put them up for a couple more years. He, out of everybody that they got rid of this offseason, that should have been the guy they retained.
Right, exactly. And then the other point I was going to make is, I'm on the same page with you, with Soto. Soto's an absolute total stud. If he didn't miss 20 games, he'd be one of the front runners for the MVP.
Yes.
The guy's a monster. You got to keep, you know, and he doesn't even have that much help in the lineup. He's still a monster. So, and I believe they're just snake bit with the injuries. They get these little freak injuries. Soto was out for like 20 games, and then Lindor's been out almost the whole season with the same similar injury.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, and I know there's some online speculation about that, and the people put their tinfoil hats on that they don't like each other and they're avoiding each other, which is ridiculous. But it's weird that, like, Soto was hurt, then he comes back, Lindor gets hurt, then Lindor comes back, Soto has now got the back. It's just they can't get the two of them on the field together for a long stretch of time. And obviously what we've talked about with Robert Jr. and Polanco, that's obviously aided in their tough start to the season, but it's also a part of sports, and you got to be able to rise above that. But yeah, they've had a lot of injuries, no doubt.
Yeah, and then the one stopper you have, Clay Holmes.
Yeah,
I was at that game. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what else is going to go wrong with this team? I mean, it was just such a freak injury.
Oh, great point. And I forgot. Yeah. And I forgot about Clay there for a second. That's on me, and I appreciate the call, Don. And I just feel so, number one, I'm a huge supporter of Clay Holmes, and he was pitching so great, and just to have a fluke ball off of your leg, you break your leg. The way he was pitching, and he was really the ace of the staff at that point. And I think he would have continued to have a great year because he was putting it together. Like, his first year as a starter, Clay Holmes, it was more about, hey, he can't go six innings. But when he was out there, it was good. And the final start of the season for Clay Holmes, we all remember, against the Marlins, it set the Mets up for a situation winning in on the final day. Or potentially a winning in. The injury, and for it to happen like that, so flukish, so freakish, is just a gut punch. And to the team's credit, the Mets responded by playing well after that, which you think, hey, a devastating injury like that, they've had a million injuries, they could have packed it in. They didn't. I will say this, because it is positive, Tommy, in moderation, and I'm not making, listen, you can't commit six errors. But the Phillies are hot. The Cubs are hot. You're playing great teams right now, and the Mets are not playing their best baseball. So when that happens, you're going to have the lopsided outcomes that we've had over the last five games. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. It's not the Mets, but it's the other team in town, and they're the best team in the American League, and that, of course, is the Yankees. And I can't say enough great things about Paul Goldschmidt, a player that I have said that is a borderline Hall of Famer. Well, Goldschmidt, if he continues to have the season he's had here, he might as well get his bags packed for Cooperstown, because Paul Goldschmidt is having an incredible year. He homered off a Skubal. He's Barry Bonds and Babe Ruth off lefties, Paul Goldschmidt is. And he's been an unbelievable player for the Yankees this year. You don't even miss the bats that that are out of the lineup because Goldschmidt has been carrying his weight and then some for the Yankees, the best team in the American League. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. If you're on hold, and I see a million people out there that are on hold, we will get to you. We got another hour to go here on After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.